This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A storm is expected to drop between 6 and 9 inches of snow on most of western Colorado's mountains today, with less accumulation in the mountains closer to Denver. But Chris Sanders, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says this punch of winter weather will likely be short-lived.
A lot of the mountain snow should start to dissipate throughout the evening, but maybe linger slightly past midnight into the early morning hours.
The storm is also expected to bring rain and high winds to the metro Denver. The rain and wind arrived in many lower elevation areas of the western slope this morning. Just over 313,000 ballots have already been cast for the November 2nd election, according to Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. That's about an 8% turnout rate, with a week left for voters to return their ballots. The Secretary of State's office will update ballot tallies every weekday until voting ends next week. A famed ice climbing park in Ouray is set to open for the season on schedule, despite a massive rock fall at the end of last season. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Since the Ouray Ice Park opened in the mid-90s, operators have always had the goal of opening for the season in mid-December. This year is no different, even after a 12,000-pound rock fall in March. Peter O'Neill, executive director of the nonprofit that runs the park, tells the Gazette newspaper the park raised more than $100,000 in about 6 weeks for repairs. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.